Before Lori and I were commissioned here at St. Philip's, we kneeled right about here in 1983. And we were commissioned by the Church of St. Philip for overseas ministry to India. I thought that was for 1 year. I thought, I can do 1 year. 43 years later, Lori and I are still in full-time ministry, and God is good. But I can tell you, I would not be standing here today talking about ministry overseas if it wasn't for the decades of prayer that Lori and I and our ministry teams have experienced from this church, a variety of churches in the city and in other countries, the US, Philippines, Uganda, Australia, the UK. God is good. And because of the prayers of his people, we are able to keep going. Some people say, when are you going to retire? And Lori and I both say, you know, in the Lord's work, that word does not exist. As long as our health is good, we keep going. And as I stand here, I see many faces that I do not know, have not met. And Rebecca, it's good to meet you today. I've read that you were here. But the body of Christ, the faces may change, but the mission and the calling of God for the body of Christ remains. And it's not about just gathering in small groups, is it? It's about going. And I'm not just saying to overseas, but it means being about our Father's business wherever he has us. If the only people you have access to are your immediate family, that is your mission field. If the only people you have access to are children that belong to the neighbor where you live, that is your mission field. I spoke briefly with Liz Holloway, and I was saying to her, in the early days, I was on staff here for a couple of years, and I so appreciated the ministry of Bob and Liz because of their passion for children. They were superintendents of the Sunday school at that time. What, Liz, 1980, 82? Those are the years that I was on staff here. And so it's wonderful to see how God continues to draw the body of Christ together. And I'd like to thank this parish for their 43 years of ongoing prayers and financial support to the ministry of Precious Jewels. And Lori Anderson and I work together. She is full-time in Uganda, but presently she's in the Philippines for a few weeks with one of our Ugandan leaders. And they're doing further training for UNTULI. I'm going to have a challenge with my papers and holding a microphone. So the ministry of Precious Jewels, our scripture verse that we hold on to is, like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine upon the land, Zechariah 9:16. And it is the children that we see as the precious jewels. Precious Jewels ministry views every child like a jewel that is of infinite value and created in the image of God. The PGM is a community-based organization caring for vulnerable children in the Philippines since 1987 on Smoky Mountain and the Manila garbage dump, extending to the rural villages around Mount Pinatubo when it exploded. In 1994, the Lord laid on our hearts to begin to minister to children and families affected by HIV and AIDS. In 2006, we were invited to go to Uganda on an exploratory prayer trip to see if God was calling us to go there and to work with children and leaders there. In 2018, we said, yes, Lord. He's been ongoingly, about every 5 or 7 years, he seems to enlarge the borders of our tent. And I counted up, he's enlarging it again, and the details are still in process. But when I counted the other day, it is 7 years since the last time he asked us to enlarge the borders of our tent. Now, I'm one who doesn't like change. Just leave me in the same place for years and I can do things for the Lord. But he has chosen to have me on the move. So in 2018, we said yes, Lord, to going full-time, having a team full-time in Uganda. The years prior to that, for 10 years prior to that, we had teams going in and out of Uganda. Many of the ones that are with me today were part of those teams. For 4 to 5 months at a time, working with organizations, churches who provide care and support for children living in difficult circumstances. We shared common vision for children healed, restored, and shining like jewels in the land. And I'm seeing Judith. Judith, hi. And Judith and I get to have coffee these days, and Judith, of course, is connected with her ministry with Haitian children and all of what that involves. And I said to Judith when we had coffee recently, I said, I've always loved how when we communicate with each other about Haiti, about the Philippines, about Uganda, it's not about competition, who's doing the better work. It's about members of the body of Christ working together. We have pieces of the puzzle in different parts of God's creation. So Judith, thanks for your just your steadfastness also with your ministry, long, long before there was time. So thank you. So in both the Philippines and Uganda, Precious Jewels continues to train and equip leaders, especially in the areas of grief and trauma, through Antulay, which is a Filipino term, which means the bridge. It's simply a journey with children in grief, for children of all ages, grieving a death, a separation, or any other painful transition in their lives, providing care and support for children at risk and their entire families. Now, in our broken world today, no one is exempt from grief. No one. 50 years ago, the depth of grief was very different than it is today. Children are longing to belong. Children have been ripped out of family situations. Blended families are trying to cope. But there's that longing for all of us to belong somewhere, to be special to somebody. And that's why I said earlier about if the only people you have access to is your neighbor's children, take that opportunity. Children need aunties, uncles, grandparents that aren't blood relatives. Throughout the activities that Precious Jewels provides, our hope lies in Jesus Christ, His love and His transforming, healing power. Only He can heal the deep wounds that exist in our world today. Through a process of discernment over a period of time, a couple of years ago, Eve, a Filipino co-worker, was appointed as the country director for Precious Jewels in the Philippines, which has freed Lori and I up not to have to be in the Philippines at all times and focusing now on Uganda. In Uganda, we're building on the experiences from the Philippines, which enables us to focus on care and support, advocacy and education, and a heavy emphasis always on equipping and training. At multi-levels, as we develop partnerships with churches, schools, social workers, children's homes, and communities, as well as the medical profession. In Precious Jewels ministry, we've observed that God seems to have two speeds, wait and whoosh. I like the wait part myself. I can sit still. I learned that from my mother, who raised 5 of us, and she watched us a lot before she made decisions. But wait and whoosh. Not everybody is comfortable with the wait. We want to get on with it, especially if God has given us a mandate. But sometimes the Ministry of Precious Jewels has waited and prayed for 7 years before there was any evidence that God was at work. That's when it's hard to wait. Our years of building relationships and working with vulnerable communities and equipping young leaders is bearing fruit. Hence, the whoosh, which is what we're experiencing now. In Uganda, we held workshops for Sunday school teachers, many of which have over 200 children in their classes. They were so eager to learn as we offered new materials and skills. Many of the churches that we interface with in Uganda do not have any Sunday school curriculums. It's simply whatever the teacher, quote unquote, can think of to work with the children that day. Alongside these trainings, we held two children's festivals so the teachers could put into action the concepts that we were teaching them. If you can imagine for a moment, 1,200 children singing and dancing in the rain. Yes, those days it poured heavily with rain. It did not deter the children. They were on a mission to dance for Jesus. They were singing, acting out Bible stories, and memorizing God's word. It was a glorious day of organized chaos. Nothing is ever small in Africa. And we've come to love that because it's unpredictable. We've traveled many times to northern Uganda, the border of South Sudan. And you've read in the news these past years the challenges with refugees coming. And it's only a 10-hour road trip up to the north. Some of my co-team members here have done that trip numerous times. Precious Jewels continues to reach out to our local neighbors, a massive slum community located behind our home in Uganda. This past year, we were able to pour into 25 youth who have attended our weekly kids club and other activities since 2019. They are now youth leaders in the camps and children's festivals. We are so blessed when our youth become an inspiration to the younger ones. One of our community workers, Judith, has the task of going from time to time to the schools, three different schools where these youth attend. We are able to come alongside with small things like school supplies and the fees to write an exam. Yes, schools are free. I mean, education is free as long as you have the right uniform, the right books, the right shoes, the right color socks, and money for exam fees. If you don't have the money for exam fees, you can write the exam, but you won't get credit for it. At the end of however many years you've studied, there is no certificate that says you have completed the work. So these are the simple challenges, but very deep challenges, because we work with very poor communities. So this one particular day, Judith went to the registrar to pay the school fees for those exams coming up. And the registrar said to her, "When we are finished, the principal wants to see you." And Judith thought, "Oh dear, what has one of them done?" And so she went to the principal, and the principal said, we, myself and the teachers want to thank Precious Jewels for how you're coming alongside these youth. Their academics are rising with each term, but more than that, what we have noticed is they are emerging as leaders in the school. That's how societies change. It's not overnight magic. It's one by one, seeds of hope, seeds of trust, seeds of vision that are developed, dropped into these youth, and they carry those. Many of these youth are now also involved as leaders in their churches. Some are on the music team, some are teaching Sunday school. So we were thrilled to hear that the things that these young ones are learning in the context of activities of Precious Jewels are making an impact in their communities, in their schools. We love holding camps for children and youth as it provides an in-depth opportunity to pour into their lives. Lori was involved for years in leadership at Sorrento Center, and I was for years at Camp Columbia on Thetis Island. So we really believe in what God can do in residential settings like that. So for many, attending camp has become a life-changing experience. This year, we felt the Lord show us something different. And we've called this 1 month set of activities during school break Twebumbale. Now, I dare anybody to try and say that. Twebumbale. Come on, you front row ones. You've had practice saying it, and you. Twebumbale. It's basically, let's discover. Let's discover together something new. And so we worked with our Ugandan leaders, and we prayed and said, Lord, what can we do with these ones to really pour into them things that they will need as they continue to grow into young adults? And so we planned a month during their school vacation. And the goal was to equip, to disciple, and to send Ugandan youth. Our plan was to start small with 15 youth. Ah, nice number. However, on the first day, 70 youth came running into the compound, very excited about what they are going to learn. So in Uganda, you never get just the ones that are on the registration paper. Usually it's 3 times, 4 times, 10 times as many. And you know, Ugandans are amazing. There's always room for one more. There's always room for one more. And my practical brain goes, what are we going to do for the food? We don't have enough time to go buy more food. And there have been times in the Philippines where we didn't have enough food. The cook came and she said, we don't have enough food for the number of people that came. And Lori said, so what are you doing in here, in the sitting room, telling me about it? Gather the team and we'll lay hands on that pot of rice and we'll pray that God will multiply it. God multiplied. We did not see the end of that rice pot. We laughed about it because we had to eat leftover rice for days. God does what he says in his word. We don't take advantage of the promises that scripture has for us. And that's why it's so important for the body of Christ to gather in small groups, in groups this size, to be reminded about what God wants and can do for us. So these 70 youth were learning computer skills, basic computer, money matters, scripture search, and then they got to do one elective: hairdressing, sandal making, baking, or tailoring. We borrowed resources from nearby churches that had sewing machines and the heads, you know, for hairdressing stuff. The community came together so these 70 youth could experience new things. The baking, we said, no, we can't use the stove because none of these youth have stoves where they live. And one of our leaders says, of course we're not going to use a stove. We'll do it on open charcoal. And I'm thinking, wow, that ought to be good. And they did it. They did it. Doris, were you there for that? I missed it too. Anyway, they did it. And the youth learned wonderful things. Thanks, Kathy. And I want to share a brief story that highlights some of how Precious Jewels comes alongside. Make sure my papers are in order. The title is All Are Welcome. And there's this thing in Uganda, when we first went, people would say to us, you're almost welcome. And I'm thinking, what? Almost welcome? I thought you invited us? So we talked to one of the leaders and we said, you know, we don't understand this almost welcome. And they laughed and they said, no, what we mean, we say it quickly, what we mean is all are most welcome. But it took us some time to figure it out. Should we leave now or stay to where, you know, our ticket's leaving here? Anyway, so this title is All Are Welcome. Every week, Auntie Dorothy, one of our Angtulai leaders, walked through the slum and past the neighboring port. Children crowded around her as she invited them to come to the house up there, our home is on a hill, to hear stories and sing songs about God. Every Saturday, they would come to the Angtulai house, more than 100 children. Before COVID, it swelled to about 200. And then, like the rest of the world, everything shut down. Auntie Dorothy always smiled as she warmly welcomed the child, each child, name by name. One of the older boys, Michael, was at that time 10. He caught the attention of Alan, our Filipino co-worker, who is full-time in Uganda. She had to catch him as he ran around all the other children, playfully teasing them as they tried to color their pictures or listen to the story. Alan is an experienced children's ministry worker, having at that time already had 30 years with Precious Jewels. She knew she had to find a way to involve this young leader before chaos erupted. The next week, she put him in charge of handing out the crayons and the activity sheets and collecting everything at the end. During the course of conversation with Michael during every week when he would come for Bible club, we discovered that Michael lived with his widowed grandmother and he cared for his great-grandmother who was bedridden and blind. He would sell vegetables for daily provisions, but that fact prevented him from continuing school. Attending the Antulai Kids Club was the beginning of a new life for Michael, who has big dreams to finish school and become a lawyer one day. He's now 16 and in grade 6, living with the family of one of our Antulai leaders. As we look ahead, there are things that God is placing on the horizon. Offering hope in the places of darkness requires vision, a vision for children, families, and communities that is bold, not just wishy-washy. We have a sense that developing new strategies to reach across nations will demand strong conviction that rises out of our faith in God. Responding to the Lord's invitation will involve courageous action. Looking ahead, we anticipate challenges that Precious Jewels will face. Globally, the world is shaking and groaning, and we can no longer rely on what was reliable 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Entering into the uncertainty of the future is always a little unsettling. In Precious Jewels ministry, we are standing in front of an open door that we believe God is inviting us to enter. Now, this particular open door has been at least 8 years in the prayer stages, and we're finally seeing the door open. I'm not sharing details because we're not at that place yet where we are entering. But as we recognize that God is inviting us to enter, truly, it is not something for the faint-hearted. For me personally, it has been a time, it is a time of saying to God, is this really what you are asking? I thought it was hard going to India, to the Philippines, or starting a ministry in Uganda. This is one of those things that is harder than anything I have yet accomplished. A few weeks ago, I heard a quote that has challenged me and caused me to cry out to God, and that was, will you submit in this situation, will you submit to the Lordship of Jesus, even if what he is asking you does not make sense? I'm still processing that. I want to say, yes, Lord, but I'm human. I'm not excited about going into a country where there is war. But if this is what God is asking, I want to be obedient. So please pray for us as we are in this place of the door is opening, but timing is crucial. When God says wait, we wait. And when that whoosh happens, we go. So looking ahead, we will need to prepare well, to move with urgency, to pray for the right time, and of course, for the release of resources. Please pray with and for us as once again we say, yes, Lord, that He would enable us to be bold, strong, and full of courage. In Scripture, Joshua was given those words as well. Bold, strong, and full of courage. In the midst of it all, of the ministry, of the challenges, we keep our eyes on Jesus. We watch what He does, listen to what He says, do what He asks. And with childlike trust, we obey. And then even in the midst of the impossible, we will see Him in our midst. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the resurrected Lord. Now, most of us have heard the news last week that Pope Francis passed away on Easter Monday. What a great day to die. Easter would have been a better day. But in closing, I'd like to read a quote that came from a release from the Vatican media. Easter spurs us to action, to run like Mary and the disciples. It invites us to have eyes that can see beyond, to perceive Jesus, the one who lives, and the God who reveals Himself and makes Himself present. Even today, who speaks to us, who goes before us, who surprises us. Like Mary Magdalene, every day we can experience losing the Lord, but every day we can also run to look for Him with the certainty that He will allow Himself to be found and will fill us with the light of His resurrection. Dear friends, Jesus does not distance Himself from us. We're the ones that wander away to do our own thing. We'll come back to you later, Jesus. I just want to do this before I serve you fully. God calls us, He invites us, and He uses ordinary people like you and me to be His love, to be His joy, to be His hope, and agents of change in our broken world. Age or lacking in skill is no barrier for God to use us for His glory. He looks for availability, not necessarily our ability. He uses ordinary people. Are you looking where He's working? Am I looking where He is working? Are you listening? Do you hear Him call your name, saying, pick up the phone and call so-and-so. Just go down the street and visit so-and-so. Give a word of kindness or encouragement to the cashier in the grocery store that's being a real grouch that day. People all around us need encouragement. Encouragement comes from the heart of God. Jesus invites us to partner with Him. It's quite an exciting journey, as many of you probably know. It's not just a journey I'm on by myself. Sometimes in devotions at the team house at Precious Jewels, there's such excitement, it's like popcorn, of different ones talking about where and how they saw God doing things, just in everyday life, not in the church, but outside, having been encouraged in the church. And Jesus invites us to partner with Him then, to love and serve Him right where we are. You don't have to get on a plane and go overseas. You can even sit still in your chair and listen. What is God saying? Where does He want your input? May we all be listening to that still small voice. Amen.